Do you have an issues, etc. story to tell? We want to hear from you. Tell us your issues, etc. story by calling our comment line before Thursday, April 7th, 618-223-8384. Be sure to give us your first name and tell us where you're from. Now, the listener with the best story will receive the first three Issues Etc. books of the month for this year. 618-223-8384. 618-223-8384.
All right, I mentioned before that I'm anxious to share my pick for Blog of the Week with you guys. It's a great one. It comes from the ancient church, from a great new blog that I just found out about. I think I just found out about it. What we do is read your blogs, and in order to read your blogs, we need to know that they exist. That means you need to email us and give us the address for your blog, and while you're at it, get the Issues Etc. widget at your blog. You can get that at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support. It's right at the bottom of the page. Put it on your blog. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Then we'll start reading your blogs, and maybe something you've written on your blog will get picked for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week.
My pick this week is Concordian Sisters of Perpetual Parturition. It's a blog post titled Growl. I like how everything a housewife does is cool as long as it's not a housewife doing it. Cooking, gardening, sewing, yarny things, painty things, buildy things, and whatever else are cool and require the top-of-the-line equipment and accessories when they are pursued by hobbyists. If I do it, it's boring and vaguely embarrassing, and cheapo brand products are more than sufficient tools for my pathetic twitches in such directions. Best of all, a dad who stays at home with his kids is the hugest hero of all time, whereas I only do it because I don't have any respectable education, skills, earning potential, or ambition. My pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week, Concordian Sisters of Perpetual Parturition.
Oh my goodness, that's a classic. That's a classic. That is great. Again, not only do we have the smartest listeners, we have the smartest bloggers in radio as well. My pick comes from a blog that's called What Accords with Sound Doctrine. I don't think it's Steve Bricker from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Maybe I've met him. I'm not sure because I have relations in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. But he simply quotes from John Chrysostom, his 20th homily on Ephesians 5. Whenever you give your wife advice, always begin by telling her how much you love her. Nothing will persuade her so well to admit the wisdom of your words as her assurance that you are speaking to her with sincere affection. Tell her that you are convinced that money is not important, that only thieves thirst for it constantly, that you love her more than gold. And indeed, an intelligent, discreet, and pious young woman is worth more than all the money in the world. Tell her that you love her more than your own life, because this present life is nothing, and that your only help is that the two of you pass through this life in such a way that in the world to come, you will be united in perfect love. Show her that you value her company, prefer being at home to being out, esteem her in the presence of your friends and children, praise and show admiration for her good acts, and if she ever does anything foolish, advise her patiently, remind one another that nothing in life is to be feared except offending God. That's John Chrysostom from a great blog called What Accords with Sound Doctrine. When we come back, hour two of Issues Etc.
Continuing education for the Confessional Lutheran. You're listening to Issues Etc.